Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you're listening to Parenting Aces.
I'm Dr. Jim Lehrer. Competitive strength is an acquired skill. The brains we were all born with require significant upgrades to ideally adapt to the demands of competitive tennis. To perform to your best in competition, you need to summon confidence, moment-to-moment present focus, high positive energy, and a sense of challenge, regardless of the score or competitive conditions. That is what APEAK is all about. It's a mental training program backed by science that reflects state-of-the-art technology. This program incorporates the very best understandings I have acquired in the nearly 40 years of work in the area of mental training. Here are some important understandings to keep in mind as you go through the program. Number one, your brain is wired to get you what you need and want in life. Number two, your brain is always listening for instructions from you. It's always on. Number three, instructional messages or inputs can be auditory, such as listening to the right messages from yourself or others. These inputs can be visual, such as seeing others do what you want for yourself mentally and emotionally. Or these inputs can be kinesthetic, like sending and receiving messages about how your muscles feel when you're playing well. Number four, your brain operates like an image-sensitive and word-sensitive computer. Upgrades to your competitive brain are made by consistently feeding your brain the right images and words that clearly communicate what mental and emotional skills you wish to acquire. Number five, doing writing exercises is one of the best ways to change your inner voice and program your mind to think and behave in certain ways. Number six, visualization is a powerful tool for building the competitive brain you want. When you vividly imagine responding in a positive and constructive way to a competitive problem, your brain records it, codes it, if you will, as if it actually happened. The more you visualize what you want, the more your brain will create the necessary neurological upgrades or skill sets needed to accomplish the objective. Number seven, reflecting on your performance is an effective way to understand what worked well and what you need to continue to work on. Learning from mistakes is an important component to growth. And as you repeat this process of reflection, you will increase your awareness, which results in better performance in the long term, for sure. And lastly, number eight, all progress, all training inputs, and all outputs should be tracked whenever possible. This is precisely what APEAK does. So in conclusion, the APEAK program you're about to start incorporates all eight of the understandings just described. These training tools create new pathways in your brain that will carry the instructions necessary for you to build the competitive strength you desire. Just like building a great forehand or backhand or serve, building and maintaining a brilliant competitive brain takes time and lots of tailored inputs in a consistent manner. Most importantly, all of the mental and emotional skills you acquire from this program will apply in every area of performance within the larger arena of your life. So let's get to work.
Brian Park, welcome back to season 10 of the Parenting Aces podcast, part of the Tennis Channel Podcast Network. You were on the podcast earlier this year. We're thrilled to have you back discussing APEAK. Tell us what we just saw and what's coming new from you guys.
Lisa, great to see you again, and thank you so much for having me back. We got a lot of exciting things happening. I cannot find words to express the feelings that I have with we're about to launch this app. Dr. Lehrer's involvement, as well as USPTA's endorsement and more that's coming in the pipeline. It's just a complete dream come true to be able to provide mental training to potentially thousands or millions of players around the world that cross all other sports. We're starting with the tennis, but be able to provide this mental training program that is effective, affordable, convenient. There are so many. One of the reasons why I started the company was there's a problem that exists in our world where the mental training is probably the single most important factor. I shouldn't say mental training, but the mental skills mm-hmm. is what really determines whether you win matches or not. If you think about a lot of the competition, most of the competitions promote same level competition, right? If you're playing UTR tournaments, you're not gonna be 11 UTR playing against 6 UTR players.
Right.
Most of tournaments are within the level.
Right.
Same as USTA tournaments. You're not going to have a USTA 3.0 player playing against 5.0 players, right? So most of competitions are similar level competition, which means, most of times tennis matches are won or lost in a very close, 1-3% of the total points won. And that 1-3% of total points won could be sometimes 6-2, 6-2 in a no-ed scoring in a college match.
Right.
And it could be 1.1% difference, which is insane to think about how, the games that you won, 6-2, 6-2, four games that you won, you could have won 40-love, 40-love, and 40-love, 40-love, right?
Yeah.
And you could have lost the other 12 games you lost in no-ed scoring.
Right. 1 point.
And and sometimes the math comes out to be less than 1 point, even though you lost 6-2, 6-2, which is insane to think about it. But that's just the reality of how the scoring works in tennis that makes it such a mental game. But yet, the problem is that how many of the clubs or universities or academies have a consistent mental training as part of their off-court training?
Sure. And I want to interrupt you 1 second, Brian, because
yes.
I want to just say to the people that are listening to this on one of the podcast apps, as opposed to watching the video version, go right now to parentingaces.com or to the Parenting Aces YouTube channel and watch the video version of this, because Brian's going to be sharing his screen in a moment and walking us through this incredible new app that uses AI to help players develop the mental side of their game. And we're talking about unbelievable technology that Brian's been working on with his team over the last few years. And for those of you who watched the episode earlier in 2021 with Brian, you saw kind of a sneak peek at what APEAK can do, but things have just blown up since then, which is why Brian's back and is going to share with us all of the new developments in the app. So sorry,
yes.
Brian, I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought, but I want to make sure people are actually watching this as opposed to simply listening.
Yes, yes, that's great. Yeah. So going back to, the whole vision, whole mission of our company is to really make the mental training as part of a central piece of a off-court training, and that is done in a very convenient and an effective way, 15, 20 minutes a day. And those 15, 20 minutes could be divided between before you play and after you play. So mm-hmm. it could be only, 7 to 10 minutes before you play, and then 7 to 10 minutes after you play. So, you know, we designed this app with that in mind to provide this mental training that is effective and convenient, and it's customized for each player's, because, you know, me as a sports psych consultant, when I was working with when I was running the academy and working with a lot of players, when I was coaching, it just didn't work having a group of kids that have a different level of understanding in mental skills.
Right.
One could be 17 years old, just about to go to college. Another kid could be 14 years old, you know, and they all have a very different level of understanding in the mental skills. And I'm talking about the one concept or one mental skills that may or may not apply to all of them.
But also different levels of maturity, right? And different, they're at different places in terms of their willingness to accept what they need to be doing in the mental skills department to improve as players. And you could have two 17-year-olds who are vastly different in their ability to understand and implement, right?
Exactly, yes.
So that's why using AI is what sets APEAK apart. And I think it's just such a cool concept that this is individualized mental skills training, not mental health, separate issue, mental skills. So focus, concentration, developing routines, breathing techniques, all of these different aspects that set one player apart from another player, even if their technical skills are right level with each other, right?
Yes, absolutely. And one other part, you know, to your point is that when you think about the mental skills, it's kind of interesting how all of us, a lot of the tennis players, seek mental training help mm-hmm. when they're struggling. But if you think about some of the best players in the world, that, you know, Iga Swiatek, when she won the French Open, she publicly really said a lot about how the mental training really changed her and that really helped her to win. Bianca Andreescu, Novak always talks about how he visualizes every time before he plays, and publicly he said it many, many times in the post-match interviews. And there are so many professional athletes, they are working with the sports psychologist. I know, because I know a lot of them behind, but they don't really publicly say it. Right. I don't know why. I think it's
sometimes it's for mental health purposes, and sometimes it's for mental strength purposes. Very different issues, right?
Yes, absolutely. So it's kind of interesting perception that we have about the mental skills training is that we have this wrong perception of, like, you need mental skills training when you're struggling mentally.
Right.
And my answer to that is absolutely not. It's right. Mental skills training it's almost like, you know, learning how to hit a forehand and then repeating that forehand over and over and over. Because if you know how to hit a forehand, that doesn't mean, even if you don't practice it, it's just going to be there, right? You need to consistently practice and stay tuned. So that's why if you look at some of the best players in the world, even though they're the best in the world, it takes them a while for them to play enough tournaments to become match tough and they start having better mm-hmm. results. Mm-hmm. They don't take a break for a long time and come back and all of a sudden start doing great. And the perfect example was Novak. When Novak Djokovic took time off, and when he came back, he was struggling mentally. It was not the same Novak we saw before, but it took him a while to start to pick up and get back to that zone. And then when he found the zone, then it was, you know, I mean, he never looked
no
back.
No stopping him.
Yes.
Unless you're Medvedev.
Yes. But it was like those type of things. It's that it's just, I think it's misperception for a lot of the players. And fortunately, there are a lot of college teams and a lot of coaches do agree and recognize that. So they are trying to integrate it into their regular mental training program, into their academy or colleges. And fortunately, we are starting to get a lot of interest from the colleges and awesome. Some of the academies. And we haven't really started to reach out too much because we've been so busy with the development.
Well, one thing I want to point out too, Brian, is, you know, you're relating all of these skills to tennis because this is what you do. But the skills that players gain through using an app like APEAK translate across all aspects of life, not just tennis, right? They translate into how they behave in interpersonal relationships, how they behave in the workplace, how they engage with people just out in the world. And I think that's an important point. And here at Parenting Aces, you know, we try to talk a lot about the fact that, yes, tennis is a beautiful game and we want everybody to play, but there's skills that you learn through playing tennis that shape you as a human being to go out in the world and be successful no matter what path you go down. So APEAK and the skills learned through APEAK supplement that exact philosophy, right? Or I shouldn't say supplement. They are part of that same philosophy. And I think it's really important for the parents watching and for the coaches too, to understand that not only are you giving a player the gift of being stronger mentally on the tennis court, but you're giving them the gift of being mentally stronger in life.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more than.
And I am not a paid endorser, but, but I really truly believe that.
Yeah, it's a. I mean, that's absolutely true, right? Because when we, now I'm a parent, so you know, I have a beautiful, almost three in a couple of months.
She's gosh, she is the cutest. Yes.
Yeah. So, when I think about having her in the future playing tennis, I think a bit more of it. I think a lot of the parents will agree is that when we have them start playing tennis, you know, rarely you don't have too many parents start have them playing tennis because they, I'm sorry. Let me just
it's okay.
Yeah, my wife just decided to print something, not knowing that I'm doing this.
No worries.
Yeah. So I was saying a lot of the parents have this have this vision when they have their child starting in a sports where they want to have them participating in a sports to learn something about the you know competitiveness and you know going through small you know ups and downs of failures through mm-hmm. winning and losing. Team camaraderie, you know, the values of hard work. When you work hard, you start winning more. I mean, we can all agree that those characters that you get from playing tennis is way more important than just becoming a good tennis player.
Absolutely.
But sometimes when those messages kind of gets lost because parents or the kids become too competitive or too caught up with the winning and losing, and they just lose that vision and they are mm-hmm. so focused on getting the outcome, winning, you know, whatever it takes to win, then it becomes unpleasant experience for the parents and for the players as well. And that stress that comes with it, it's just significant.
And for the coaches. I mean, let's be honest. It's the whole triangle that's impacted.
Yes, yes. But when you can actually take a step back from that and really go back to the primary reason why you started playing tennis, because it was fun and because you wanted to learn these characters and you're using tennis as a vehicle to develop these characters. And while you're doing that, you're getting great physical exercises, becoming fit and healthy. And at the same time, you're building these mental skills. It's like almost... tennis prepares you for, you know, like having these small failures, I believe that prepares you for the bigger failures in your life later time, right? Because if you know, right. Sometimes we have, you know, we try to avoid the kids failing, but, you know, having them go through these small setbacks are good things because that prepares them for the larger failures they're going to have in their later in their life. And just all these little things that comes with the tennis, it's just so so much more important than winning or losing.
For sure.
And our app has a lot of emphasis on those areas as well as building these other necessary skills to win. But we emphasize significantly on making sure that they're playing with the right purpose. And I mean, I cannot tell you enough how significantly our app has changed in terms of UI functionality. What we rolled out in December is what's called MVP version. So minimum viable product. So we wanted to get the concept approved. We spent about like a year developing it, and I had the dream and the vision. And I told, this is what I told my partners when I started, that we're going to build this app as an amazing technology that I'm going, after we build it, like I'm going to camp out of a Dr. Lair's house. I'm going to somehow find out his house. And I'm going to, whatever it takes, like until I get a no, an indefinite no, I'm going to just stalk him and I'm going to like reach out and I'm going to convince him to join us because he.
Well, we're glad you're not in jail for that. We're glad you're here to talk to us.
So I told them that. And then we launched the app. And so from December, I was like trying to get a hold of him in many ways during PTR conference. I was sending him messages like every day.
Well, last time we had you on the podcast, you were discussing the fact that you were, you know, close to getting Dr. Lair on board, but what you weren't quite there yet. And
So it was.
And as we saw in the at the beginning of this podcast, he is 100% on board.
Yes. He's a partner of us. He's a content provider. He has reviewed our content. I have a meeting with him later today, actually, to go over some of their content. And I've been meeting with him regularly and working with him for the last four and a half months now. It's been amazing experience. It's just to be able to even have a Zoom call with him. Like, I almost had tears in my eyes because he was a kind of idol for me, like growing up and me studying sports psych and getting... the first book that I read was actually his book, The Mental Toughness, the old book that he wrote. Like, he was the first person to ever write a mental skills book.
He's a pioneer in the field of mental skills training in athletes, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's just, he worked with Novak, he worked with Agassi, he worked with Jim Crew. I mean, he has done golfers, all these different sports, has done amazing work. And for us to have him providing the content and using our technology. And then now the tennis players and the parents can only spend $15, $12 per month and they can have all of these training modules at their fingertips and use it anytime they want. And they will go through this regular training every day. And meanwhile, they can search for whatever the extra training they would like to work on.
Sure.
And it's, I mean, this is just unheard of it, right? Because if you want to work with a Dr. Lair, it's impossible to work with him because he has no time.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, even if you do have time, it's going to cost a lot of money.
And now you have him in the palm of your hand.
Exactly.
Right? And
if you think about it, it's a dream come true because that's what our vision was starting.
Right.
Because I really believe in the methodology that we created and the technology that we're building. Fortunately, Dr. Lair really believed in what we have built, the methodology that we're using, even though he tweaked it small things and, mm-hmm. and made them better. You know, he believed in our technology, the methodology. And so, you know, right after I met with him, he wanted to get on board and it was just a amazing journey last 5 months, almost 5 months, that working with him and going over the content. He has recorded his own training modules. He's going to continue to record one or two training modules each month that it's going to come out, along with other ambassadors that we have, like Dr. Porter and Peter Smith, Greg Payton, and and Marcos and Jonathan Stark, who was number one in the world in doubles, and many more. We're going to continue to partner with a lot of other experts in the industry and get their content. So users will continuously get this new updates and new training module every month. And our goal is to at least release one or two training module each week. And we haven't done that last 5 months because we've been saving a lot of these training modules. We've been building a lot more training modules in the last 5 months than ever with Dr. Lehr's partnership. But we really wanted to wait and put all those training modules when we launch it. So we've been holding on to a bunch of this training module we built, as well as all this technology we just built. So it's completely brand new. So I'm super excited.
When this episode airs, will be right when the new app is launching. So
I'm not sure. I mean, I think I didn't tell you this before, but we actually decided to postpone our launching a little bit. And okay. And our official launch date is going to be, it's going to be October 12th.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be October 12th. The main reason we decided to do that was because we just wanted to make sure we tested enough.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we have app. We just started to internally test it, and then we invited some of the external people to test it as well. But we're going to invite hundreds of more people to test it, stabilize the app, because the app sometimes crashes, you know, like any software.
It's technology, sure.
Yeah. So this is a common practice for like all the big companies, Apple and all these companies, when they release new software, you have to go through the rigorous testing and validate all these bugs and fix the bugs and change them, stabilize them. Then we release it. Last time when we released it in December, because we just wanted to get the concept approved and we just didn't really care as much, which created bad customer experiences, which we don't want to have it this time, you know.
Right. So why don't you go ahead and share your screen, Brian, and take us through the new features of the new version of APEAK.
Yes, let's do that. So this is actually older. Like as we're speaking, we're just constantly updating. So this is actually newer design with the inside, the title. But I'm going to show you all this stuff in this test flight app here. Now, it's very simple to start with. Let's say if you're practicing, then you would start practice. If you're playing a match, then you will just click on prepare for match.
So this is the screen you see when you open the app.
Yeah, this is dashboard. It's like a homepage.
Yep.
So let's assume that you're going to play a match. You're about to play in a tournament. And you can choose stronger opponent, playing in a tough condition. So when you click on stronger opponent, now we have a couple of different training modules. One of these are recorded by Dr. Lehr. And there are all these training modules are reviewed by Dr. Lehr. So he has reviewed them and made improvements. And then there's three. And then same level opponent. And the weaker opponent, there's three of them. And then unknown one, there's only one. But we're working on building more. Now there's training modules for doubles as well.
That's new since the last time we spoke.
Yes. Last time we spoke, there was only one training module for singles, only one of them, and there was no doubles. So now there's, but the thing is, you know, we're just so focused on adding more content as well as building the technology. But
it's great.
So imagine how, as we go through this journey, we're going to add, you know, two, three training modules every month. The library is just going to expand and we'll continuously have way more training modules that covers like all these different situations. So let's say that you are playing a match against a stronger opponent, the player who has a higher UTR than you.
Mm-hmm.
and you can choose one of these. I believe this one is a Dr. Lair's training module. Then you will listen to, you can choose now the longer version or the shorter version. So if you have more time and you want to really get into it and get settled in and visualize longer, then you can do that. If you have less time, you can do shorter version. And the longer version is 8 minutes and 36 mm-hmm. seconds, and shorter version is 6 minutes. So it's not too much of a difference.
Right.
So
the mindset you have going into a match against a higher ranked player is extremely important. Here are some things to keep in mind. Number one, rankings do not determine the winner of a match. Number two, anyone can be beaten on a given day. Number three, the pressure to win your match is on your opponent, not you. Number four, playing higher ranked players is a special opportunity to explore your strengths and weaknesses, to see what holds up and what needs work compared to players with higher rankings. Number five, because there is less pressure to win compared to your opponent, you can play with greater freedom as you have nothing to lose. Number six, this is a great time to try new things, to practice all the things you've been working on. Let's start our visualization training by centering our mind and body.
I love this, Brian, and I love, you know, the what he's talking about playing more freely when you're the lower ranked player. And we heard that over and over and over again throughout the U.S. Open this year, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, there's just a ton of great stuff. It's just ton of knowledge, ton of wisdom and the method that Dr. Lair has used to help, 17 number ones in the world. So it's a proven method that,
He's got a pretty decent track record, I'd say.
I think it's pretty, it's not bad, right?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. So now, the pre-match.
Yes. So now when you get to midway through, you start, I just scored it to midway through. Mm-hmm. And when you get to midway through, you will see this done button. Then when you press the done button, then you get, this is actually error. So this is why we're launching later. We have this minor errors. This C up to playing is supposed to be bottom, not on the top. Anyways, more than anything, believe that you can win Rafa Nadal. And this is just, we have put together hundreds of courts. And what we have done is we bucketed the courts into different places. So, for example, we have these quotes that we believe will be best for users to read it before they compete. Mm-hmm. So we have a bunch of different quotes that will show up before they compete, and then we have quotes from like Federer, Novak, Djokovic, John Wooden, who is one of the best basketball coach, and many of the Dr. Lair's quotes as well. So these quotes will be there, like before you practice, there are a group of quotes that are designed to come out before you practice.
Love it.
Yeah. So then after this, you will press C after playing. So now on the top, this is just like showing you where you are in the journey. It's like reminding you. So you go out and play. We have a notification set up just to remind our users that when you do this pre-training, 3 hours later you'll get this notification automatically. It's preset, reminding them to do the reflection. Okay. Because reflection is a really important part to really improving their skills. So after you play, you will come back. Then, as you can see, we're still finalizing some of the updates on the design. This is kind of grayed out. So if I'm trying to push it, I cannot push it because I clicked on prepare for match. So now when I resume, now I'm going to resume preparing for the match. I mean, the match side of it. So I'm going to reflect on the match side of it.
Okay.
Now, because I chose to listen to the training module relates to playing as a stronger opponent. So now it's asking me, you know, were you able to play fearless tennis with the confidence? So I'm going to score myself. This is a reinforcement statement, mm-hmm. which in the training module, when you're visualizing, when you're listening to that module, that's what the training whole concept, the whole design of that training module to get players to be fearless and play with the confidence. Because oftentimes when you play against a stronger opponent, you give too much respect and you.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
Been there, done that. Yes.
Yeah. Now, so now we are asking two questions. This is what's called APIC performance scores. And the weight system.
And this is where the AI comes in, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are many different technologies that we're using. And this is advanced technologies that are used by all these big companies, but we're incorporating into our system. And we have a patent pending technology, which I'll show you later after this next step. But a lot of these are just simple algorithms that we have set up that mm-hmm. if the user this X, Y, and Z, then we output X, Y, and Z.
Got it.
It's I mean, that's not really AI, but the next feature that where when the user writes and understanding those keywords, that's using AI to understand those keywords.
Gotcha.
Now, when the user scores, we have a, you know, we're using our algorithm that we set up that if you think about it, if user goes like this, you know, how did you play? So like, let's say you play, I play great. How did you do mentally? So you go five.
Mm-hmm.
Five, let's say. Should this consider as a good job? Let me ask you, should this consider as a good job? You play well, but mentally you only did five.
Well, no, because you're not using maybe the skills that you were training prior to your match.
Exactly. So now when you press next, instead of saying good job, now it's saying, let's pick it up.
Yeah. Do better.
Yes. And then
you don't
ask
get a medal
you,
today.
Exactly. So now it asks you different question, depends on what you score.
Okay.
And the scores are calculated differently. They're not one-to-one scores. The mental component is rated higher.
Got it.
So of course, I mean, you can imagine that we can build this APIC performance scores in so many different ways in terms of a effort level, which we're going to edit, and the goal setting, we're going to allow you coaches to set goals and then keep track of that. That's
Very
another
cool.
pipeline that we're going to work on. So let's say if you score like this, then now we score exactly same thing, right? That we gave 10 for the mm-hmm. mental. And then you said you play five. This in reality translates to situations like you're having a really bad day. You play bad, but mentally you hang in there. You
Right. Yeah, maybe you're just not executing your shots well.
Exactly. But you stayed in it and mm-hmm. you mentally did your best to stay tough and do the right things. So therefore, we consider it as a great job. So now we ask you, we're saying that great job, and we ask you different questions. So the point is, depends on the scores are calculated differently, and it depends on what you score, and in terms of mental and then how well you played, but also depends on what you score. We now give them different questions.
Got
Before it.
It
was only two questions, and regardless of what you score, now we added this feature that it gives you different questions. So now let's say this is where we have our patent pending the technology. We have ability to understand large paragraphs. But this is another bug here where the I need to take a screenshot so that I can report it to our engineers. Anyways, this is why we're launching in October Right. 12, yeah. Now,
glad to be part of your beta testing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's very cool to see, actually, and to kind of get an inside look at how these technologies develop. So I appreciate this part.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for understanding. Now, this is where, you know, you can write, or this is journaling, right? So you're based on how you play, what can you improve, tactically and physically. So you're writing things that you would like to improve. Mm-hmm. So you can write long paragraph, and using our data science. So we have all these training module that is pre-tagged. So using that technology, we can, more you write, we can recommend training module that are more relevant.
Got it.
The less you write, it will be less relevant. But still, it's pretty relevant. Mm-hmm. Let's say that I struggle with the confidence. I'm not going to write the whole thing. And I'm not going to write like a huge paragraph. But you write something like, I was struggling. I couldn't believe in myself. I was tight. Then I gave too much respect or whatever. If you write a long paragraph, we can actually give you a better recommendation.
Right. Makes total sense.
So let's say I wrote something like that and I press next. Then now, this is really cool, where before it was old visualizations and these different training modules, but now user has choice to visualize or do the inner voice exercises, which I would like to get into it, which is Dr. Lehrer's training module. Really, mm-hmm. He's a really big believer in that. Or the user can watch highlight or listen to post-match interview.
Got it.
So let's say I wrote something about, like, couldn't believe myself, I was doubting and so on. And now the training module comes up, is fake it till you make it.
Right.
And this is after Novak, when he won the French Open, when he was down 2 sets to love, he talks about how his inner voice was telling him that you can't do this, I'm going to lose, he's done 2 sets to down. But he told himself, he was like vocally, like saying out loud, that I got this, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, he was faking it.
Right.
And in sports psych, this is the widely used strategy where if an athlete has a really hard time believing in themselves, whether it's internally, externally, telling them that I can do this, I got this, and just faking it, like you're almost pretending that you're acting.
It's positive self-talk as opposed to negative self-talk, right? It's telling yourself that you're going to do something well, even if inside maybe that inner voice is saying, you know, you're losing, otherwise, you're failing, whatever. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Brian, I want to just be cognizant of time. We've almost been going an hour here. So I want to make sure that we have time to get through the rest of the app so that and that we can tell the audience how to get the app and what's involved.
Yes. So you can listen to this training module. We'll take you to YouTube video. You can watch them. And then you just, thumbs up or thumbs down. If it's thumbs down, if it wasn't relevant, then you write something. So that gives us feedback so we can create new training module and we can improve our AI function. At the end of it, depends on what you score yourself with a bucket of quotes,
right,
that is designed to come out. So it's not just the random quotes that it comes out. It's set up in a way that depends on what you score, depends on whether you're practicing or playing a match. These mm-hmm. quotes are catered towards your experiences. So this is Federer's quote. And then you will just go back to the dashboard. And now you get a gold for the day because you scored 9.8. And then what's the reason why it's 9.8 is because when you complete all those 3 steps, you get a bonus point. So when you, it's like doing your homework, right? When you do the trainings, then you get rewarded with an extra point. So now let's say that I go to competition overview. Then as you can see, playing against stronger opponent, I have a little line here. And then as I do more of this training, it'll form the trend line and it'll set like average score. So therefore, I could be gold, silver, or bronze.
Got it.
And they will apply exactly the same thing for weaker opponent, stronger opponent. This allows you to see like which areas or situations that I need to work on in terms of competition. Mm-hmm. Weaker opponent, I'm not as good. I need to play more against a weaker opponent. I'm not as good playing in a tough conditions, you know, and so forth. And the double is exactly the same way. As you play, as you listen to this training module, as you go through this training, you'll start to have this trend line and you'll see where you are and how well you're doing. So that gives you feedback on what you need to improve. Now, I'm kind of going through this fast, if you don't mind, since you said we're a little running out of time because we have so many features. So you're going to go through the exactly same thing if you choose to practice, but you'll see this reinforced. I'm working on managing expectations. So I'm going to see this and then I'll press next. Then I have a different training modules that I can choose from. This is what is recommended by APIC, us.
Right.
And then these are different training modules. And this one is a what's called inner voice exercises. And it's designed to change your private voice. And this is, Dr. Lehrer is really big believer in this. He has been using this methodology for many, many years to help the best athletes in the world. And it sounds very simple, but it's extremely, extremely powerful.
Yes, I agree.
What it is, you listen to the guy, he'll introduce the training module, and then he'll tell you what to write, and you write, handwrite it. You handwrite and certain phrases, and repeating those writing, it changes your inner voice. Like, for example, let's say you have a tendency to not really believe in yourself, but you write something where like, I'm great, I'm able to stay confident and be able to focus on the present task and execute well on the big moments or whatever that could be. Or it could be like second serve, issues with the second serve. You've been double faulting a lot. Your inner voice tells you right before you hit a second serve, oh, here comes again, I'm going to double fault.
Yeah.
So you write, you change your inner voice by saying, I love my second serve. On a big moment, I'm able to focus on my task and I'm able to hit a great second serve. And you just repeat that.
Yeah, write a new story for yourself. It's brilliant. And it sounds very simple, but it is so powerful.
Yes. So you go through the same training for the practice. Let's say that, so I'm going to click on training overview. Let's say that managing expectation is what I'm working on. I haven't done anything. There's no line here, but it'll show me those lines as I go through them. What we have created, it's amazing. So
yeah,
the mental skills, there are 11 different mental skills training module. One of them, the new one that we just added, it's called Getting the Purpose Right. These are all Dr. Lehrer's training modules. It is amazing. It helps players to find their purpose.
Sure.
It is just, everybody has to, it's not only goes on the tennis court, it goes beyond tennis court. So it's amazing stuff. User can now press just start. They can listen to introduction and understand what, what the training is about.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can just press start. Then if you press yes, then that changes now my training modules. If I go back, if I press start practicing, now I'm working on getting the purpose right.
Got it.
So you can change your training module anytime you want. So we have many of these different training modules that relates to mental skills. But then what we have created is, so now, because we have so many more training modules than before, we're able to create these situational training modules. So these are designed to use it for 4 or 5 days. For example, let's say you played in a tournament and you really had a hard time closing out the match.
Mm-hmm.
when you had a hard time dealing with a bad line call. Your opponent made some bad line calls. You got frustrated, didn't really accept it, and didn't really deal with it well. And you want to work on dealing with a bad line call. Or you want to, you know, be better at playing against a stronger opponent. You want to be better winning important match, like deciding match. You feel nervous and tight when you're playing this deciding match. You want to work on that. Let's say you want to work on winning no-ed points. The critical points, playing in a tough condition. We have 22 different training modules.
And these are all very, very common situations that not just junior players, but very experienced collegiate players, professionals, high-level recreational players, everybody deals with this. So the APEAK app is appropriate for tennis players regardless of age, regardless of level, regardless of experience, right? These are, you've thought of everything that applies to players across the board, which is what I think is so amazing. Brian, I want, just in the interest of our listeners' time, I want to get to the kind of the details of where people can get the app, how much it costs, and how they can get started using it.
Yeah, before we get there, just 2 minutes on 1 minute on this other features. So right here, this is training library where you can search skills, mental skills, situations, doubles, meditation. We have a meditation designed for specifically for tennis players. Mm-hmm. We have resources. This will be live every week as the US Open and all that, which we haven't been able to keep up with because we've been so busy. But highlight of the match, takeaway from the matches like US Open, mm-hmm. which is coming up pretty soon. Those things are actually ready to go pipeline. We just haven't released it yet. So these things were just going to be there. Even the people who subscribe to our app, they don't pay for our app. They will still have access to this area for free. And then we have a search where you can, now we have a central search system where you can search anything. You can write, I want to work on second serve. You can just type in confidence, you know, being mm-hmm. present, whatever. Those things will come up and you have all these different training modules that you can go through as you wish. So, you know, we're building this because it's very robust and there's so many different features. We're building we're actually building a feature that shows users how to navigate through the app. So when they download the app, they'll go through that step and hopefully they'll explain it well so they understand exactly how to navigate through it and use it.
Great.
Yes. So now in terms of your question, regards to how people can download our app and use it. Right now, obviously, it's not available, but October 12th, when we go live, we're for sure going to launch it in October 12th. We gave us safety time, and we could probably launch it at the end of this month, but we just wanted to have a little more cushion and make sure that everything's right before we do launch it. And anybody can download the app in the App Store, but you know, we'll be offering 20% discount for Parent Aces audience. So if they use that discount code, it is like we have improved so many features. It's amazing how you can just use that discount code and then use the app and you can cancel it before that 14-day trial is up and you won't get charged at all. And you'll still have the app and you'll get this notification when this new training module comes out. And you'll see this latest, you'll see this resources training module comes out. But you won't have access to the main training modules.
Okay.
But just the resources page will still be available. People can still learn from there.
And the discount code will be in the show notes on parentingaces.com. So
yes.
Yeah.
So it'll be 20% discount code. So it'll be $144. Per year. So 1 year subscription, which comes out to be about $12 a month, which I mean, I can
less
guarantee
than you're paying for tennis balls.
I'll guarantee you this will be the best money you ever spend in terms of on a tennis lessons and trying to be a better tennis player.
Yeah.
And if a user really uses the app consistently and they don't see the benefit of it, they can email me and ask for a refund. I will refund the money without a question. As long as they used it. If they have used it and they don't see the benefit of it, no question asked. I would just completely refund the money because that's how confident I am. And that's how much confidence I have with Dr. Lair and our whole system. And we have, I think I shared with you before, but when we got the beta version, the MVP version out, and we had some of the players from BYU, Texas A&M, Clemson, and they were using it and they loved it. And they really, really saw the benefit of it. And they are now, their whole team is waiting to purchase it for our app to come out. And we have a lot of college teams that are waiting for our new app to come out. So it's extremely exciting to think that now people can learn from somebody like Dr. Lair on their fingertip anytime they want, and has this system that monitors progress, and you can customize anytime you want. And not only it's going to improve their tennis game, but it will go beyond tennis courts and help them with their life, like normalizing adversity, managing expectation, being present, and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And I want to just reiterate that the discount code will be on parentingaces.com. So you must be a free or a premium member of Parenting Aces in order to access it. But you don't have to be a premium member. You can just be a free member and go to parentingaces.com and you will get that discount code. And as Brian said, use it to get 20% off and you get a 14-day free trial anyway. And then hopefully you'll continue using it and see great, great gains in the mental skills of your players. I think it's so awesome, Brian. I'm so excited for you guys and I'm so excited for tennis to have this.
Yes, for me, it's a personal dream come true. I mean,
Brian, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing a peek with the Parenting Aces community. I'm just thrilled to see the new features that are included. I love the app as you showed it to us earlier this year. Now it's even better. And I'm just really excited to have this be out there for the players and the families and can't wait to see all the great things coming in the future as well. So congratulations to you and your team. And thank you for taking time to share it with us. To my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you next time on Parenting Aces.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you've been listening to the Parenting Aces podcast. For tennis parents, by a tennis parent. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to us and write a review on iTunes. For more information on navigating the junior and college tennis journey, please visit us online at parentingaces.com. Thanks for tuning in and sharing us with your tennis community.